never got chosen for anything. I used to audition, you know, for school plays, anything, trying to get involved, trying to be accepted. And I never got that acceptance, so I'm still looking for it somewhere.
Amy Duffy had a hard time being heard in school. But as Duffy, she's dropped the first name, found her soulful voice, and let a hit record speak loud and clear. This is Take 5, supported by Rough Guides, smart guides for smart people. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. Duffy's fast rise to fame is the stuff of dreams for aspiring musicians, but the young Welsh singer says she doesn't feel like she won the lottery. She just has something to say. The challenge is finding the right way to say it. And with a whole cast of collaborators, Duffy spent a few years honing and shaping her songs. The outcome of that work is Rock Fairy, an album full of retro grooves and a lush 60s vibe that sent Duffy's brand, A Blue-Eyed Soul, straight to the UK pop charts. So these days, Duffy's moved to London and made her first trips to New York City, something she told me takes a lot of getting used to after a much different start. You're from a small town on the coast of North Wales.
That's correct.
What is the name of it? And paint a little picture for us of where you're from.
Well, you might have to write this down.
Okay.
But, you might need, the phonetics isn't easy. Or the phonology, even. I'll get it right. It's called Llyn Peninsula. That's the place where I'm originally from. And the small town is called Nevin.
Nevin.
Yeah.
And it's a fishing town?
Yeah, actually. My uncle and my granddad and their fathers and sons before them used to fish. And I remember always having a sink full of lobsters in the house, which is rather bizarre. We made friends with them as well. My mum would wrap their claws with what they called elastic bands, and we'd like cradle them, which was a slightly weird toy to have in the house. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm like, why didn't you buy us something normal instead of letting us play with these lobsters? But yeah, so that's the kind of place I grew up in, really.
When I get to Warwick Avenue, please draw the past step through. Don't think we are okay just because I.
Started singing when?
Yesterday, I think. That's how I feel every day. Because, you know, I'm still just kind of getting used to what I can and can't do with my voice and all this different stuff, you know. So there was never really a defining moment. I'm still learning.
Mm-hmm. But were you just singing in the house, singing along to records and stuff?
Music became something very private to me, I think, as I was growing up. We were raised in an environment where pop music wasn't used as something trendy, you know. It wasn't kind of around us in that way. It was just sort of classic songs on the radio. We didn't have a record store, so music didn't consume us as a trend, you know. So great songs lasted, and so I just used to keep that very close to my heart and enjoy listening to them. And I think over the years I cultivated some kind of real desire to play a part in music.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, somehow.
That's Duffy performing her song Mercy live at FUV. To check out more exclusive in-studio interviews, visit the online archives at WFUV.org. Take 5 is produced by Sarah Wardrop.
Take 5 is supported by Rough Guides. Information at roughguides.com. Smart guides for smart people.